Blog Talk Radio.
Artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topics. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind.
Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl Shawana in the building. You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready, let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
Squad up, y'all. It's Frontline Friday. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Happy Sweeties Day to everybody out there. Big shout out to everybody that's tuning in live from their phone, tuning in live from their PC, their tablet, all over the world. Frontline Fridays is powered by Phenomenal Radio, so check us out at www.phenomradio.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.com. And I want you guys to check out our Power Players list here. All you got to do, the Power Players list is, you know, this is a list of power players that, you know, we suggest you keep an eye out for or you build with them. Not only do they have good music, but they have some form of movement or product or a solid brand with them or behind them. So check out our Power Players list. Big shout out to everybody that's on the Power Players list. I got a real crazy indie love mix for y'all tonight. Yes, it's going to be all independent music. Frontline Fridays is where all indie music lives. And I'm definitely going to get into it with y'all tonight. Follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. The first track I'm going to get into is by Majestic, and it's called Turning Me On. Let's go.
Come and let me lay you down, I'll take your body higher. Cause you keep turning me on.
Lay you down, I'll satisfy your dreams and your desires.
Cause you keep turning me on.
Girl, you built just like a wine glass. Conversation we built just made the time pass.
Infatuated, your lips just made my mind flash. Cause girl, you killin' and you notice. Figured I'd take a sec to let you notice. Where you strutted when walking and then you hop off in that Lotus. Girl, I noticed. One snap of your finger is like a potion. Got me scheming, fiending, and dreaming about getting into motion.
Oh, girl.
Can I take you out and can I teach you positions that make you wanna scream it out?
Don't stop.
Doing what you doing. Put my motion in your ocean, but I lose them when you cruising.
I got
plenty potential, but do not worry about them others, cause it's you who I'm into. And
I'm not
tripping off them other girls, cause when we kiss I'm in another world.
I say come and let me lay you down, I'll take your body higher. Cause you keep turning me on. Lay you down, I satisfy your dreams and your desires. Cause you keep turning me on. You know, girl, you know, girl, you know.
Only time we speak is when we in the sheets. Only time we walk is when we spin the creep. Everything done changed from how it used to be. And baby girl, I know you love me. And I can tell it when you kiss and hug me. Then you look me in my eye, tell me you put nothing above me. And I see that a man is what you want and I can be that. So let me remind you of what I said when I first seen that.
Oh girl,
can I take you out and can I teach you positions that make you wanna scream it out?
Don't stop.
I never did and never will. You got it twisted, you trippin'. I never leave you in my keys. And
I got
plenty potential, but still the same and never change. But girl, it's you who I'm into. And
I'm not
trippin' off them other girls. Will you marry me? In other words,
I say come and let me lay you down, I'll take your body higher. You keep turning me on. Lay you down, I satisfy your dreams and your desires. Cause you keep turning me on. You know, girl, you know, girl, you know. That you keep turning me on. You know, girl, you know. That you keep turning me on.
Already know who it is. J Real the Realist here with my boy J Biggs, aka Space Age J, on Phenomenal Radio. Let's go.
Future.
Yeah.
Columbia,
yeah,
BT.
Yeah.
We out in Paris, you feel me?
Yeah.
That's
my dad. Man, she been with it throughout type of shit. I don't wanna break your heart. Man, I've been a player, player, player from the start. Yeah, that's my down. That's the one I used to do my gutter with. Oh, and I don't wanna break her heart. But I've been this way from the start.
Making love in London, sunsets in Dubai. I got the girl spoiled, hate to see her cry. She stay down with me, so I keep her fly. And she been on my team, way back since junior high. I put the streets first, I did her wrong. Late night with my partner, not coming home. When I make her mad, she just run her mouth. She might slam some dough, but she ain't gon' leave the house. I could've picked up the phone and been considerate, but I didn't think about her feelings, not a little. I bought her Gucci and Louis, she gave it back. She said it ain't about no money, she got my back. Her family always talking, she saying I'm no good, but I I bought the girl a crib and took her out the hood.
That's my dad. Man, she been with it throughout type of shit. I don't wanna break your heart. Man, I've been a player, player, player from the start. Yeah, that's my dad. That's the one I used to do my gutter with. I keep it interesting, for her it's no finessing. She love my style, so when she shop, she let me do the dressing. She should've learned her lesson, with me it's a blessing. Infatuated with my presence, man, she's been neglected. I bought her so many presents, it was her birthday. She been A1 with it since the first day. The packing, she gon' pack it in a purse. I got a zoo, she bout to pull up with that work. And you still hurt me when I lied to. I can't believe it came a day I'm waving bye to. Hey, I'm moving on, I'm moving on. I can't believe how many times she called my phone. I can't believe how many times I did her wrong. I try to make up for her, put her in a Beamer. I bought that crib, been some years since I seen her. I know it might come a day, hey, I might need her. The gift and the curse when you're f***ing with a hustler. She know I got a girl, she just want me to. That's my dad. Man, she been with it throughout type of shit. I don't wanna break your heart. Man, I've been a player, player, player from the start. Yeah, that's my dad. That's the one I used to do my gutter with. And I don't wanna break her heart. But I've been this way from the start. Yeah. And I don't wanna break her heart, but I've been this way from the start. Yeah.
Phenomenal Radio, the new station of Washington.
Hey DJ,
just one DJ, no commitment, no regret. A one night stand.
Put the needle on the record.
Here we
go.
Two nights of audio bliss.
DJ, are you done making it?
Phenomenal Radio.
Someone who likes the champagne I like. My A like someone to talk me off the bridge any day or night. She teach me how to live, she ain't afraid of life. Not easily impressed with the rich and famous life, cause she done been there and heard all the rumors before. She love art, she ride out with me on my music tour. She like the herbs, natural medicine, she cooking good. She tell me everything is cool and ain't looking good. For real, the world's so ill. Yo, I want a girl so real, who not after material wealth but get dope still. Or maybe an educator, a lady with etiquette, who could be from out the hood or either work for the president, as long as there's no selfishness. Yes, as long as her love for the people is deep-rooted and evident. You could be easily recruited, your heaven's in. Your smile put me at ease, you the woman I need. But where is she?
Where is he? The man who was just like me. I heard he was hiding somewhere I can't see. Where is he? The man who was just like me. Heard he was hiding somewhere I can't see. And I'm alone. And I realize that when I get home, I wanna go to my red and my cherry. Yes, I'm alone.
write me hostile texts on account of my lifestyle's perception. If ain't my personal life out of the question, what are they expecting? I be trying to reply them, they never suppose I get my quiet timing. They think forever I'm rolling the dough, swimming in a pool of cash. God, wouldn't they know, or am I a fool or ass? I'm well known, got people coming at me mad. I had to tell homes, I don't keep a cell phone. My bad, I drag off the L and try to silence it. The noise in my head, the curse of the talented. Strong communicator, vagabond, I gallivant around the equator. And that will get me off the radar, it's so intense. I'm on my Lilo and Stitch, pour my Pinot Grigio crisp with some Lime, yo, with this. An immaculate version of me and my bitch, my Biggie, with all respect, cause you the only one who gets me. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, yeah, we bring it every time. Yeah, pour a little cherry wine. Yeah, ayo, Salam. Yeah, I think they know the time. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, you pour a little cherry wine. Yeah, life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what, life is good. Life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what, life is good.
Now where is it?
Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Yes, life is good, y'all. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and their music live. It's Sweetie's Day, you guys. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. And if you want to give a shout out to your sweetheart today, or a song request, all you gotta do is call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Make sure you check us out at Phenomenal Radio. Frontline Fridays is powered by Phenom Radio. Go to www.phenomradio.com. And I want you guys to check out the Extra Voice. The Extra Voice is indie artists need all the promotion that they can get. So the Extra Voice is a list of Blog Talk and Shoutcast radio stations that can help get artists heard. So visit, you know, each one of them for the submission form. So just check us out. Go all the way to the bottom of the page where you get to phenomradio.com and click on the Extra Voice. We got Next Radio Online. We got Music and Mischief. We got Icebreaker Radio, H&E Radio, VEX Radio, and a list of more. So if you're an indie artist and you're really trying to get your brand out there, Phenomenal Radio, we have made it easy for you. So you can just go and pick from over 125 stations. Also, make sure you friend me on Facebook, www.facebook.com/DivaEbonyB. Big shout out to Mark Majestic, man. Big shout out to Majestic. I played that hot track at the top of the show. Matter of fact, I'm going to play it again. Turning Me On. It's so hot and it's so B-Day worthy. So y'all make sure y'all press the one button to be heard. We're going to get back into this mix right here. And I want to get back into some Slate Stone, Young Black and Gold. And then I'm going to come back with that hot track that I told y'all about, Turning Me On by Majestic. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. Let's go, y'all.
Young black and gold, young black and free, young black and proud, young black is me. Young black and gifted, young black and gold, young black and powerful, so the story's told. Gold is what they want, gold is what we are. African diaspora, the history start with us. Distant relatives of far, Dinesha, maybe Artie. Young black and gold, young black and gold, young black and gold, young black and gold. We come from royalty, we are some kings and queens. Don't let them teach you other knowledge, roots the tree. No need to hate each other, let's find some unity. Let's organize for wealth, build our community. Just like Aretha, and meet you through the speaker, kiddable pulpit preacher. I hope the words will reach you, let history be the teacher. Young, gifted, and black, Simone influenced me, bruh.
No, I think from intelligence to make them a conscious of what has been done to my people around the world. It helps to change the world.
Your lips just made my mind blast. Cause girl, you killin' and you know this.
figured I'd take a sec to let you notice. Where you strutted when walking and then you hop off in that Lotus. Girl, I noticed one snap of your finger is like a potion. Got me scheming, fiending, and dreaming about getting into motion.
Oh, girl.
Can I take you out and can I teach you positions that make you wanna scream it out?
Don't stop
doing what you doing. Put my motion in your ocean, but I lose them when you cruising.
I got
plenty potential, but do not worry about them others, cause it's you who I'm into. And
I'm not
tripping off them other girls, cause when we kiss I'm in another world.
I say come and let me lay you down, I'll take your body higher. Cause you keep turning me on. Lay you down, I'll satisfy your dreams and your desires. Cause you keep turning me on. You know, girl, you know.
Only time we speak is when we in the sheets. Only time we walk is when we finna creep. Everything then changed from how it used to be. And baby girl, I know you love me. And I can tell it when you kiss and hug me. Then you look me in my eye, tell me you put nothing above me. And I see that a man is what you want and I can be that. So let me remind you of what I said when I first seen that.
Oh, girl.
I said, can I take you out and can I teach you positions that make you wanna scream it out?
Don't stop.
I never did and never will. You got it twisted, you trippin'. I never leave you in my keepin'.
I got
plenty potential, but still the same and never change. But girl, it's you who I'm into. And
I'm not
trippin' off them other girls. Will you marry me in other words?
I say come and let me lay you down, I'll take your body higher. Cause you keep turning me on. Lay you down, I'll satisfy your dreams and your desires.
Shout out to Tony for listening live on Frontline Fridays. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. It's Sweetie's Day. I love to love. I'm a Pisces. So that means it's about 6 more days into Diva's foreign day. So make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And jump in our chat room too. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. And if you want to comment and chat and show Diva some love in the chat room, just take 2 seconds out to build a little profile and you'll be able to jump in the chat room and give your feedback. That was majestic right there with Turning Me On. Isn't that such a smooth and sexy song? I love that song. It's definitely going to be in rotation right here on Diva Spot and Phenomenal Radio. Make sure you check us out on Phenom Radio, all independent artists. If you're looking for a promo team, proper push, ad placement, drops, your music mixed and mastered, we got all of that on Phenomenal Radio. Check us out, www.phenomradio.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.com. I'm going to get into some Mary J. Blige with Feel Good. It's Sweetie's Day, y'all. Let's go.
Attention.
another indie artist coming at y'all. Weekend Love by Young Demo and Mr. Riley. Let's go.
Yeah. She is sad, she my queen, still I'm a skeptic though. Never staying more than 2 days is a motto. I ain't tripping though, I just need some closure. But all this distance only seems to bring us closer. I'm love drunk though, our heart's feeling sober. First 48, we do it straight. Then I'm left to face the week alone. In this house full of hoes, still feeling like an empty home. It's real, the feelings that I feel. Today I want your love for more than 2 days. Girl, I wanna fuck you 6 ways from Sunday and have you walking all crooked on a Monday. Make you my project, then I rip your runway. After the sex, we take shots, call it gunplay. Yeah, you get your feel, then you gone. Damn, it feels so right, how you do me wrong.
Many girls are here that wanna ride with me. And I know it's for the best that I should try, you see. Ooh, your body's like a drug, got me caught up. But only for the moment, you're my weekend love. My weekend love.
My love.
My weekend love.
My love.
My weekend love.
My love.
Yeah. She whispered less mouth and more do. What more you want? That butt fat, some thighs thick. The sweet talk tonight, she ain't no classy chick. That induced talking, that lovey-dovey, that makes her sick. Talking about get your nut, give me mine and roll. Now I ain't tell your ass to dance, just give me the pole. Her words not mine, her problems are not mine. She made it very clear that I'm not to cross that line. Well that's fine, it's sweeter than a can of Dole. She just tryna f*** me till the f***ing getting old. And sex don't age gracefully when that's all that is. No drama, this is Family Guy, not all my kids. To her I'm just another episode. She'll be tired of me by next week. How long she plan to run the show? Keep it from my kids, cause this ain't how I met your mother. I wouldn't be surprised if this is how she f***ed my brother.
So many girls are here that wanna ride with me. And I know it's for the best that I should try, you see. Ooh, your body's like a drug, got me caught up. But only for the moment, you're my weekend love.
The way you speak to me is with a lover's tongue. You needed me as your man way before I turned 21. Appreciate your patience as I develop what I become. History of memories, omnipresent benevolent. Let me take you on a journey of a road that's traveled. I use these words for a situation that was best handled. I know it isn't easy, but it's obvious you've seen in me enough that convinced you to believe in me. Since I've grown, some days have changed while others remain the same. Even though your friends call you insane for keeping me convenient. I was proportioned evenly. Hard work, dedication, and success were all leading me straight to where I need to be. In the midst of your scenery, I know it may have taken all week for me, but understand that this is the peak for me. Undivided time for you and I is what the weekend means for me.
There's so many girls are here that wanna ride with me. And I know it's for the best that I should try, you see. Ooh, your body's like a drug, got me caught up. But only for the moment, you're my weekend love. My weekend love.
My love.
My weekend love.
My love.
My weekend love.
My love.
My weekend love.
My love.
Girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays where all hot indie artists and music lives. Make sure you hit me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521 and press
the one button to be heard. It's CD's Day. I'm so excited. Big shout out to everybody that's showing love to their family and their friends, not just to your significant other, but to the kids. I got my children some stuff today, and they were very, very happy. I'm a Pisces. I love the love. Before I get into more Phenomenal Radio, y'all make sure y'all check us out on Phenomenal Radio. Frontline Fridays is powered by Phenomenal Radio. I'm going to go to the Sweeties line and get some love. You want to give a shout-out, you want to give some love to your sweetheart, just call us up 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. Let's go to 817-676. You're now live on the front line. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up? It's Teddy J from Life at the Dust Live. What's good?
Hey, Teddy. What's going on? Happy Sweeties Day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, All right.
Yeah. I hear you, Teddy. What's going on?
I ain't got a sweetie. You know, I'm still enjoying the day. As you know, some people, you know, they want to run around and be bitter that they're single, but it doesn't mean the day that you can't enjoy your day. So if you got to love you yourself, that's all you need.
You got to love yourself. You can't love somebody else unless you love yourself. And it's more than one sweetie. Like, you don't have to have a significant other to,
right. You
know, because I'm single like a dollar bill. But I'm enjoying this day. You know, I show some love to my kids. I show some love to my family. You know, I even show some love to my neighbors. I'm just one of those people who love to love. So a lot of people, Seti, they get caught up in, oh, I ain't got nobody to fix me no pancakes. It's only one day, you guys. It's okay. I got up this morning. I made some waffles with fresh strawberries and whipped cream and cheese eggs and turkey bacon. Me and my children got it in. It was wonderful.
Oh, yeah. I mean, here's the funny thing, too. Sometimes they were so desperate to not be alone on that Valentine's Day. You know, they rented a Valentine, you know. For those that know what a renting one means, that means they talked to somebody for like a week or maybe like talked to them for about a month just so they can have somebody for Valentine's Day. And then on the 15th, they go and dump them. So that's crazy.
That is messed up. That is real foul. You don't deserve a Valentine for that day. And if you broke a heart last year or this year, you don't deserve a Valentine at all. I'm mad that you said rented a Valentine's. You know what? That's crazy because it was kind of funny that I had a lot of people, you know, trying to get at me late December and January. And I'm like, what is going on? And I realized, oh, Valentine's Day is around the corner, but
you can always tell, though. See, some people, you know, at the start of a new year, they want to start something new. So they see somebody like, hey, I didn't approach them last year, so I'm approaching this year. But some people got good intentions. They ain't just being Valentine's Day lovers, but, you know, some people, that's what they're trying to do.
Rid of Valentine's. Teddy, I want to thank you for calling in. You got any shout-outs or any requests? And let everybody know about your show, too.
Oh, well, shout-out to you, you know, for coming to show love to us. You know, I was free, saw you on. I had to come check you out and show you some love. And, heck, I want to just also give a shout-out to my family for always holding me down. Not only are they great supporters, they are great participators on top of that. So I appreciate them. And, man, y'all check out Life at the Dust Live. It comes on every Monday and Wednesday on Dust Live Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Or, you know, Thursdays, we do shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays, too. We produce a show on Tuesdays. Thursdays, my little sister and my little brother, we all host a show on Thursdays with each other. So you kind of get a taste of a reality show every Thursday on there, so check us out.
Nice, it's a family affair. We'll get to this hot track right here by L. DeBarge Jr. I bet y'all didn't even know L. DeBarge Jr. L. DeBarge's son had made a hot track, and he was on Frontline Fridays. We had him on last year. It was a pleasure. We're going to have him coming back, but he does make that feel good music. He does make that love music. And we got a hot track right here called Shorty, Are You Okay? It's your girl Diva Ebony B. Follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B and friend me on Facebook. Facebook.com/Diva Mary K. Are you okay?
Hey baby girl, what's up? What you need? Come on, man. You already know I got you. You ain't gotta be my girl. I'm tripping.
Show me how you want it. Are you okay? Show me how you want it. Are you okay? Show me how you want it. Are you okay? Show me how you want it.
No, you're not my lady, but I still hold you down. Always been my baby, though I ain't always round. These girls be acting shady, but when I need to take a break, settle down, let it all hang out. It's you. When I was broke, you paid me, even though I worked your nerves. Pain the streets that made me, but you still know my worth. Ain't nothing better than a girl who's a friend. A couple benefits, we reminisce and do it all again. And you know I like that,
ooh,
you know I got that. So when you need the,
whoa,
just get at me,
whoa,
whatever you need. You know I'll be right there for you. If you need love in the middle of the night, if you need a couple steps to hold you down, girl, that's alright. Just wanna know that you're okay.
Shorty, are you okay? Are you okay? Shorty, are you okay? Are you okay? Shorty, are you okay? Are you okay?
Life, it drives me crazy, flying from city to city, so many different ladies, and they all wanna get with me, cause how this music pays me, I guess they figure with my name, they get fame, and a baby, it'll all be cool, that's why your love's amazing, ain't even gotta be mine, but still got me behaving, I must be out of my mind, I'm making you my lady, but I'm a player type of fella, on a real life, and you know love, I can't play you, and you know I like that,
ooh,
you know I got that,
so
when you need the,
whoa,
just get at me,
my,
whatever you need. Shorty, you know I'll be right there for you. If you need love in the middle of the night, if you need a couple steps to hold you down, girl, that's alright. Just wanna know that you're okay.
I know men taxing your life cause they just write you off, but they don't know you like I know you, baby, not at all. They see your inner thigh, but not your third eye, and not your inner beauty. Don't make them worth your cry. Just do your Mary J. Blige, and if you need a thing, I'd be glad to oblige. Just call the Lion King. Go buy a couple bags, a pair of shoes to match, a calling card for them. You don't know how to act, cause you know I ain't trippin'. If you need a loan, I help you out so he can pay attention. Cause I ain't always there, but I'ma always care. Get what you can, cause ain't nobody say that life was fair. And when I get back into town, off the road, with them shows, with these fools up and who I must expose all my flows to. You know you got it, time, money, grind, whatever, you know I got it. And I just wanna know, shorty, are you okay? Are you okay, shorty, are you okay? Are you okay, shorty? Are you okay? Are you okay, shorty? Are you okay? Are you okay?
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
I've been everywhere, man, looking for someone who can please me, love me all night long. I've been everywhere, man, looking for you, babe, looking for you, babe, searching for you, babe.
Yeah.
searching for you, babe.
Man, it's your boy Khalid Dreams. You are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tate Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.phenomradio.com. The star is born.
KillThat.com.
She shines just like a star, and I swear I know her face. I just don't know who you are. Turn the music up in here. I still hear her loud and clear, like she's right there in my ear, telling me that she wants.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for all our blessings, Lord. I thank you for carrying us through, and I ask you to bless all our endeavors, especially the children. I was born with a curse, and my mother leaving only made it worse. At first came the hurt, then came being treated like dirt. By the age of 3, I was on my own. A crazy father who would always do me wrong. Insane seemed to be his only tone. I prayed every night, Lord, please make me strong. That's when I would snap back to reality, in visions of these endless brutalities. So I swore I'd be good to the core, grow to be a woman way more than a whore. If life's a battle, I've been through the war. The things I survived would knock me through the floor. There's still so many things I dream I would do. First just make sure that this happens to you.
Dear mother, life was so hard for me, but I will always look out for my children. They didn't have a heart like me, but now I've received my healing. Life was so hard for me, but I will always look out for my children. They didn't have a heart like me.
Now I look back at the past, how the hurt hit hard and so fast. Outcast, addicted to glass, just trying to get a fix, how long will it last? Back then I was doing what I do, then the doctor told me I would have you. Who would have thought that she would slow down? Everything I lost had just been found. Never would I let that pipe put me in the ground. The devil kept calling, but I didn't make a sound. Standing at the crossroads, staring at the gate, God give me the strength to step up to the plate. Eyes empty, so void, we're so afraid. You were my gift, time to meet my fate. You were born into that curse, drawn into that cycle. So I called on the warfare angel named Michael.
Dear mother, life was so hard for me, but I will always look out for my children. I didn't have a heart like me, but now I've received my healing.
You got issues, I understand. Just know you always come before a man. And I salute you for all you've been through. A true soldier, no chip on your shoulder. This music's only making me bolder, y'all getting older. Always knew mommy could do it, that's right, I told you. I thank God for all y'all. Couldn't put a thing in this world before y'all. Compassion, love, deed is all unconditionally. And that's the type of love you can expect from me. You kids growing up so fast, and I just wanna be the one to guide you and keep you on that path. Save you from the pain that I've been through. I dream of having so much more for you. So keep your head up, put your faith in the Lord, and take your life and make it so much more. Lady G.
Dear mother,
what radio should be. You can talk about us, but you can't talk without us. Phenomenal Radio.
That was my girl Lady G right there with Sweet Tea. Called, then that track right there was called Dear Mama. Make sure you check out Lady G and Sweet Tea on Facebook, www.facebook.com. And it's Lady G with a G-I, and Sweet Tea is on there as well. I love that song right there. Yeah, you can talk about us, but you can't talk without us. Phenomenal Radio, Frontline Fridays is powered by D9 Radio. I got some Jagged Edge coming up by request. from Andre. Big shout out to you for tuning in. We look forward to hearing more of his music and getting it on the front line. But artists, get paid when you get played on Phenomenal Radio. Yes, I said it. Get paid when you get played on Phenom Radio. All you got to do is go to www.phenomradio.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.com. Phenom Radio is partnered with Sound Exchange. Sound Exchange is how artists get paid for their spins on online radio, satellite radio, and more. So get registered now to get paid when you get played. And we also have a video on there for our independent artists on how to register your music. And it's like a short 5-minute video, but it's worth it. You got to think, taking 5 minutes out of your time to learn how to register your music is going to help you. If you are working indie artists, it's going to help you along the way. Make sure nobody, you know, takes your music. Make sure you're getting paid the right way. And it also tells you what is Sound Exchange as well. So we got 2 videos on there. A 5-minute video on how to register your music and also a 3-minute video on what is Sound Exchange, so you can get properly educated on that. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and now tune in live to Frontline Fridays for all hot indie artists and music live. Make sure you call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Indie artists, is something else that I want you to check out while you're tuning in live on Phenomenal Radio. I want you to check out our staff. Big shout out to my whole team, my Phenomenal Radio team, which I'm going to call my Phenom Times right now. Make sure you check out Slay Stone. He is the program director on Phenomenal Radio. Check out Slim the Phenomenon. He does marketing, and he has some great graphic work. So the Frontline Fridays logo that you're looking at, Slim Baby did that for me, as well as with my flyers. Make sure you check out Guru, Future Guru 100. He does the ad and promotions. Make sure you check out Gmo. He's another on-air radio personality, as well as myself. Make sure you check out DJ Trey Boogie, DJ Mad Logic, DJ Sway, DJ Froggy, DJ Supreme, DJ 3, DJ Detroit, DJ Hank, DJ Magic Mike, and DJ Johnny O, and DJ Trance. These are our Phenomenal DJs on there. So it lets you know that we are working, and we got Coast to Coast DJs. We got Cub Coos Radio. We got Nerve DJs. We got them all. Also, make sure you check out Melissa Ivory. She's another on-air radio personality. Troop the Truth is another on-air radio personality. And, of course, make sure you check out me, Diva Ebony B, each and every Friday, Frontline Fridays, 7 p.m. on the West and 10 p.m. on the East. Again, that's 7 p.m. on the West, 10 p.m. on the East. You can listen live. 3 ways to listen: from your phone by calling 347-850-1521 when we're live on air, or you can listen from your PCs, your tablet, your all-in-one, your on-the-go. You can listen at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/. And for everybody that's archiving this show, thank you so much for tuning and listening. I know you guys got busy schedules. Let's get into some more of this sweet music. We got about 25 minutes left into the show, and we definitely turning up for Sweetie Days. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. I'm gonna get to this hot track called Dreaming, and it's by Chase, and it's featuring Kayla, and it's produced by Chase as well. Let's go.
Believe it. I can't believe it. Early in the morning, I ain't woke up yet. I believe I'm dreaming about you laying in my bed. Girl, you look so peaceful, I'ma let you be. Couldn't be happier knowing that God made you for me. Something about the way your hips begin to sway when I begin to play a piece to serenade you, baby. Oh, baby. second. Just give me a minute. Let me pinch myself and make sure I am really feeling this feeling. I'm feeling this feeling. I'm feeling. I can't believe it. Am I dreaming? I can't believe it. Am I dreaming? I can't believe it. Oh, I can't believe it. Me and you at the spot. All we need is a blanket and a cot, a couple of bottles pop, and a little romantic music as a cherry on top. I want this to last forever. There's no way this could get better. Something about the way your hips begin to sway when I begin to play a piece to serenade you, baby. Oh, baby. Hold up for a second. Just give me a minute. Let me pinch myself and make sure I am really feeling this feeling. I'm feeling. This feeling, I'm feeling, I can't believe it. Am I dreaming? I can't believe it. Am I dreaming? No, I can't believe it.
Chase right there with Dreamin' featuring Kayla. Make sure y'all check them out on Twitter and on Facebook. That was Dreamin' right there. Definitely in a sexy move. It's Sweetie's Day. Make sure you call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Let's go to the call lines and get some more love. We got 909-358. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Well, you already know this is J Real the Realist, representing on the front line. You know, I'm just in the background.
It's definitely Sweetie's Day. What's going on, King Peace? I'm so glad.
I'm tripping. Hotel Queen. First of all, I'm tripping because I call Lynn, right? And the first thing bang in my, hit me in my ear is Chase. I'm like, okay. It must have been meant. So.
It definitely must have been meant. You definitely, J. Ritter Willis submitted that track to me last year, and it's such a smooth and sexy track. It's clean, it's clear, and it's the perfect track for Sweetie's Day. I'm at, matter of fact, you play that track all the time. J. Ritter Willis, tell us what's going on. You on the front line, baby. We missed you.
Man, it's been a minute. I've been working. As far as today is concerned, we dropped the Real Love 2 today.
Nice.
That is available via Bandcamp. $5 an issue or $1 a song, whichever, however, if you want to support the individual artist or support the project itself. I'm trying to drop a issue every Valentine's Day, do a Real Love So it's new heat from Chase on there, new heat from T-Ron Rome, myself. So y'all can go check that out. And man, I got so many little different things. Anybody out in Vegas, March 6th, I'll be at the Hookah Palace performing with Throwback, which is Gucci Mane's little brother, I believe. Crooked Eye and some other individuals will be there. So if you can, come out and enjoy yourself. A night of real hip-hop. And just got so many things for free. We still accepting submissions for the Freeway Ricky Ross mixtape. We brought that back out this year, the Resurrection 2. So if anybody's looking to be on a mixtape hosted by myself, DJ 5X, and the original Freeway Ricky Ross, make sure you get at me on Twitter at JRealTheRealist. What else we got? Well, we got I got a few different projects going on. I'm being featured on a couple mixtapes this month and next month. Still promoting from last year, end of last year. We did a 10 to 10, 10 mixtapes, 10 days in a row. It's just been crazy. I just dropped my new single, Royalty, featuring Chase. It's sitting in the Power 106 vault, so we're trying to see if how we're going to break that out and get that broke to the Southland. And just been a lot of networking, a lot of work, a lot of things going on. Shout out 1017 Mafia Gang, OG Mac Drama, and everybody over there, squad, you know.
We got to have you come to the front line to get an exclusive. Of course, you're always welcome here, and big shout out to Freeway Ricky Ross. We're going to have him on Step Your Game Up Saturdays coming soon. So, yeah, we got to have you guys come on the front line. Hit me up so we can book y'all and move forward.
Definitely. It's always a pleasure to be, you know, on the front line. I'm really nonchalant right now because I'm at home. Like, my Kool-Aid's already in the cup. You know what I'm saying? I poured mine while we was jawjacking. So I'm really at home here. So it's really, you know, I'm sorry for the, you know, people who are listening. Like, I know I don't really sound too, you know, ecstatic right now, but I'm at home, you know. I'm with my sis. So, you know, this is how we get down Frontline Friday, as you already know.
You already know. We're going to get into some music, but first I want to shout out Little Kim. Little Kim is going to have a baby. I'm not even mad. Big shout out to Little Kim. She's about to have a baby, and she's looking real cute, well, belly cute, you know. But shout out to Little Kim about to have a baby. You know, every woman should be able to enjoy motherhood. So shout out to Little Kim about to have a baby. Her baby should be here actually in March. And Christina Aguilera, rumor has it that Christina Aguilera is about to have another baby. So we're going to see about that. Let's go ahead and get into this Jagged Edge good luck charm. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Frontline Fridays with all hot indie artists and their music live. Let's go.
Every time that something good happens in my life, you're always there for me, looking good by my side. Picture you now pulling up your pantyhose, and you always got that sexy underwear on. So much good has come my way since you came in my life. I never push you away or brush you off to the side. See, girl, I see my luck has changed for the better.
Nobody else can bond with.
No, I'm
or some lucky dice. All I wanna need, I ain't gotta ask twice. Where would I be? What would I do without you looking out for me? Probably be in these streets. Without you in my life, my whole future ain't the same. And I'm not one to blame, baby. I know I've been around, I'm tired of messing around. And I knew you were a keeper, so baby girl, I'm keeping you. Can't think about letting you go, no, no. It seems like every situation I be facing, you know what to do to save me. So I know you bring me love, so I'm standing strong like a soldier. I know how to hold you, I'm saying this to let you know.
I love that track right there. That was Good Luck Charm by Jagged Edge, and it was requested by Neandre. I chopped his name up early in the show, but hopefully I got it right that time. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio. We got about 10 minutes left in the show. Make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard, y'all. I want to give a big shout out to Cocaine. Cocaine, West Coast legend, was on the show last Friday on Frontline Fridays, and we were chopping it up with him with his two hot tracks, What I, and another one that he did, Welcome to the Streets of Newark with NJ Threats. It was definitely hot. So, you know, if you want to check out that show, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot and click on the Cocaine, Frontline Fridays with Cocaine. It was real dope. He dropped a lot of jewels. We had a lot of fun with him. So you make sure you check that out. And also, while you tuning in live to the show, make sure you follow the show and leave us a comment at the bottom of the page. We definitely want your feedback on the show. You know, some things that you feel like we can add or, you know, include into the show. So yeah, definitely do that. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. I'm up in this thing with J Real the Realist. We're gonna be live at this thing tomorrow on Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Yes, Step Your Game Up Saturdays is for the business owners and community talk. We bringing our communities together one show at a time, one day at a time. It's phenomenal, baby. You already know.
You already know who it is. J Real the Realist here with my boy J Biggs, a.k.a. Space Age J, on Phenomenal Radio. Let's go.
You can talk about us, but you can't talk without us. Phenomenal Radio.
And while we're talking about Cocaine, I want to get into a throwback right now. I think anytime you play this track, in any party, no matter where you at, no matter what you're doing. Anytime you play this, people just got to jump up and just get with it. Let's go.
What's up, nephew? Sitting there chopping game with my nigga Badass. Niggas get the misconception of us. Cause we so cold and what we do. But I really wanna let niggas know what's happening though. You feel me?
I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea about me. I don't have nothing to hide. I want the world to see.
I'm a gay.
I'm a gay.
Hey. Gay.
The niggas do your day.
See me, I'm by my money, my paper, I'm by my dollars. Popping collars with the smack and he's slacking his two revolvers. See, we smoking, going horn, cause the bitch ain't ever shit to me. And pussy stay selling, so I never let it get to me. The shit to me is simple, it relies on credentials. We credible individuals ahead of you, we original. Better known as criminals, thugging up on the cereal, killing them on the radio. Some of them wanna hate me, though. Fuck cause they can't see me going. Here we go again, the jealousy took you over. Just keep it slower while you get nothing. We keep getting lower. Pump, pump the jammer. Drop, drop the top. Hit, hit the switch. Smash down the block. And no gear to Long Beach. So you know when you see a nigga. And don't never get the wrong idea, nigga.
Yeah, nigga, what?
Holla.
Now I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea about me. I don't have nothing to hide. I want the world to see.
I'm a gangster, gangster.
Gangsta
niggas do your thing. Gangsta bitches wave. I ain't my khaki free hat tilted to the knees. On the bitch I remain the beast. None the least. Police try to cuff me and stuff me in the back of they patrol car. Cause I'm a former parole star. What's your cool name? This nigga here's a fool, man. Gonna do your thing. Gang bang in the hood and in Hollywood. Record company executives think it's all to the good. Get to showing me around their house. Then he slide me in the back and had a nerve to try to buy me out. Check this out, man. I'm down with P and D-R-E. A real nigga from the motherfucking LBC. I just look like this. I stay down for the track. I'm real with this. Deep as a bitch. I gave you a pound. Then I gave your wife a kiss. I had to dip cause y'all was full of that bullshit.
Now I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea about me. I don't have nothing to hide. I want the world to see.
I'm a gangster, gangster. Gangsta niggas do your thing. Gangsta bitches wave your hand.
Now I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea about me. I don't have nothing to hide. I want the world to see.
I'm a gangsta, gangsta.
I don't want anybody.
Gangsta niggas do your thing.
I don't want anybody.
Gangsta bitches wave your hand. Gangsta niggas do your thing. Gangsta bitches wave your hand.
Why yo yo? They got the shoot, they got the shoot, they got the shoot, 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 shoot. My little homie, I want to see you come off like me.
Diva. 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 Di
business. Artists about to show business. Business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind.
Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony B, I got your diva.
Welcome to Frontline
Friday.
It's Frontline
Friday.
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 Frontline Friday, it's your girl Diva Ebony B, and I'm back up in. I just played that hot track. Snoop Dogg, Badass, Cocaine, Wrong I Do. That's definitely a hot track. No matter where you play that at, everybody is going to jump up and start dancing. Of course, I want to get y'all some feedback before we get into that Educate and Regulate session. Of course, it has been deemed that it's Black History Month, but it's Black History every day. So, of course, we're going to be talking about a few of our pioneers on the Educate and Regulate session. But Jay Ritter Willis, I want to go over to you with that Wrong Ideal track. Where was you at when you first heard that track?
Oh, you know what? I was in a time lapse right now. I was in the time lapse right now. I would tell you what I was doing when I first heard that track, but I don't think it's appropriate. I was a different person then. But what was that? I think I was in Chino at that time. Not prison, but I was in the city of Chino at that time and wilding out, going crazy, definitely. But that's a classic. And yeah, you gotta get it. You gotta move when you hear stuff like that. You know, that comes from that old P-Phone era. You know, it comes from that era that you know, that Boosie and all that ran. You know, that era of music. That's what that type of music that we that makes us feel like that is usually adapted from out of hip hop. So we always, you know, give respect to those created it, but where they got the creation from also. So definitely classic in my tape deck. I mean, in my favorites, in my CD pile. So
I still got cassette tape from when I was younger. I just keep. I got E, and I got Tupac, and I got I think it's Underground. But I still got some. I think I got like 3 or 4 of them in storage. And I just have them just because. I remember, I think it was last month, my son asked me, "Mommy, what is a Walkman?" I just started laughing so hard. He 11 years old. He was like, "Mom, what is a Walkman?" And I was like, "Oh snap! You really don't know what a Walkman? You was
born in." That's like, I mean, that's like giving him a pager and telling him I'm gonna beep you at 5. He wouldn't know what to. You know, at 5 o'clock, you know, I'm gonna beep you. He would, I mean, you know.
He was like, "What is a beeper? What is
that's
that?"
Crazy. It's just crazy how fast it's just crazy how fast the technology grows, and the amount of in that short amount of time. You know, we went from what VHSs and you know cassettes and. DVDs now, it's Blu-rays and handheld discs and iPod that touchscreen. So and it's all in the course of 20, 30 years, you know. So giving credit to technology.
And we can't even be mad at them for not knowing, you know. It was just funny because he was looking so confused, like, what is a Walkman?
A Walkman, that's crazy. Because I remember wanting one so bad.
Yeah.
I remember wanting one so bad. Like, somebody please buy me a Walkman.
That was like the thing to have. If you had a Walkman, you was what's up. Or if you had a big radio,
you know, with the Radio Raheem headphones. That was what's up. And I want to say one thing. I want to quote from Langston Hughes. It say, Negro blood is sure powerful because just one drop of black blood makes you a colored man. One drop, you are a Negro. Black is powerful. Langston Hughes definitely, I mean, that's definitely powerful. We're going to get into this educate and regulate session because we do this each and every Friday, and it has been a total, total success. So let's get into the educate and regulate session. Come on, ask Kylie, come up in this thing.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. Hey, queen, gon' do some. Hey, queen, gon' do some. Hey, queen, what you do some? On the front line, Diva Ebony B. Hey, queen, gon' do. Hey queen, gon' do some. Hey queen, what you do some? On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on, come on.
Yeah. Ow. Big shout out to S. Collie for making that hot drop for me on the Educate and Regulate. The person I want to talk about today, and oh, J. Real the Real, because I got some Eddie. Oh, gonna look at them.
Hold on, I got you. I got to rearrange because we're breaking up here. I apologize.
Oh, that's cool. That's okay, the person that, yeah, no problem. The person I wanted to talk about tonight on the show is Moneta J. Sleet, Jr. And on February the 14th, 1926, Moneta J. Sleet, Jr., photographer, the first African-American to win the Pulitzer Prize for Journalism, was born in Kentucky. And Sleet served in the United States. Give me one second. Thank you. Lived in the United States Army from 1944 to 1956. He earned a bachelor's in arts degree from Kentucky State University in 1947 and his master's in art degree in journalism from New York University in 1950. Sleet went to work for Ebony Magazine, Ebony, in 1955, and over the next 41 years captured photographs of many significant African-American individuals and events, including a young Muhammad Ali, Desi Glipsy, Stevie Wonder, Billie Holiday, and grieving Betty Shabazz at the funeral of Malcolm X. His photo of Coretta Scott King at the funeral of Martin Luther King Jr. won the 1969 Pulitzer Prize for Feature Photography. Sleet died September the 30th, 1996, and his collection, Special Moments in African American History, the photographs of Moneta Sleet Jr. 1955 and 1996 was published in 1999. So if you want to check that out, you need to go to www.theright.org. Again, that's www.theright.org. I wanted to bring attention to him because we see a lot of photography out here. We see a lot of pictures, but we need to know that Moneta J. Sleet Jr., he was the photographer and the first African-American to win the Pulitzer Prize for Journalism. And he had a lot to do with Ebony Magazine, so I want you guys to check out and check out his work, too. The work is beautiful. I mean, wow, the pictures that he took were astonishing. You know, and one thing that I do want to say about African-Americans is, you know, the more that we research our history, the more that we research our ancestors, we will be able to wake up a lot of spirits in the inside of us and take a lot more pride in ourselves. And that's one thing. Thank you, love. That's one thing that I talk to my son about, and we sit down, we talk about and teach him about, is great African leaders, African-American leaders, African-American women, because if they don't know where they come from, they won't have a sense of pride to where they're going. It's not that, you know, a lot of our young others, and young sisters out here are now they're using this word ratchet. They just have to be educated on where they are coming from. What our origin was, what our homeland was, what our mainland was. In Christianity, you know, I have nothing against Christianity and Christians out there, but I'm starting to understand, you know, that wasn't my, that's not my native tongue. That's not my native culture. That was something that the Europeans forced upon our ancestors on that speed bump of slavery. That was forced into our people. That was something that the Europeans forced and taught the Africans in slavery. So it wasn't necessarily Christianity from the gate from us. You know, that's not our origin. So I encourage you guys to research your ancestors, and don't just take it from a blog. I would say take the time out, get from behind the computer. That's one. Get out of your comfortability and go sit down and go to museums, sit down and talk with historians. Let's take it a step further, you guys. Let's talk with historians, those who have spent and dedicate their life on our culture, our research. Because we can get something from a site and it'd be like a website and it's okay, but it's only the side dishes. It's not the meat and potatoes. You want the meat. You don't want the side dishes. You can't get really full off that and get some true nutrients and take your children with you. Documentaries. I'm a really big person on documentaries. And one of the documentaries that I want to bring light to is I Want My Name Back. And it talks about the history of the Sugar Hill Gang. And I've come to realize that indie artists pay attention to this. There are two Sugar Hill Gangs. And I know y'all like, what? How could there be two Sugar Hill Gangs, Diva? Well, Peep Gang. The original members of the Sugar Hill Gang, which was Big Hank, Wonder Mike, and Master G, they were the original members, and they started off. So they was on tour for about 3 months. Everything started popping. And, of course, they had signed on. Their managers was Sylvia Robertson and her husband. After coming off tour, they've come to realize that, where's all my money at? Where's all the money that we making? You performing in front of 80,000 people, and you selling 50,000 units a month? Where is the money? So they started to see that the management was jerking him. So of course they fell out. Wonder Mike and Master G left the group. Okay, now they were replaced with two other people of the Sugar Hill Gang. So this one was done. The music stayed the same, but they brought another individual in, and another individual in that started to call himself Master G. Now we know groups break up. We know people die, you know, and they need to be replaced. As prime example with the Five Heartbeats and the Temptations. They brought different people in. But you don't just take somebody's name. What happened is this individual not only was rapping the parts of Wonder Mike, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Not only was he rapping the parts, he took his name and started calling himself Master G. So it was this big controversy going on, and these two men were fighting to get their names back. Not only that, Sylvia and her husband had copywritten the names. They went and got the names registered, and they copywritten the Sugar Hill Gang. So that kind of stopped them from performing and doing a lot of stuff. But I really want you guys to check this out. You can get it on YouTube, or you can either get it on Netflix. It's called I Want My Name Back. This is a wonderful documentary to watch, and it's for, you know, it shows you how you can really get J-jerked in the industry, and it told you about, you know, our African people, our black people, you know, the certain things that we need to really take care of our business. I'm going to get some feedback for y'all. Let's go into some music right now. I got J. Real and Real is with Good Man. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. Let's go. 19 minutes, y'all.
Gone, gone, gone. The good man is gone. justice of its people. Justice and righteousness, just wanted them to be equal. In a country where religion and racism did proceed to demolish what he stood for, even though he bleed through the speeches that he read you. These non-violent acts, if we show you what would peace do. Jailhouse sit-ins, boycott millions, marching to new beginnings. Some say he's long-winded, but we all knew he meant it. Conversations with the Almighty, in visits of the mountaintop where we're all invited. His innovation, abolishing segregation, his motivation, the children and what they're faced with. Even though we're displaced in country, slavery, savagery, racist, we was locked up in that cage. Some people say his words was a mockery. That be the same people took his life on that balcony. I would refer to this man as he, but when he referred to himself, he always spoke as we. We believe, as the so-called Negro of America, we should not be taxed or scrutinized as second-class citizens. We should have a connection with the motherland, birthplace of original man, real son in black sand, the man who found faith on his travels, gathered information, brought it back to the absolute. Words of truth, enlightenment for the black youth, build government armies, enlisted black troops. Integration through separation, democracy through independent equality, signed rights for our ancestry, and the right to claim the names of our historically deceased. And you know we would have got it, but somebody shot them for having his hands in their pocket.
In the late 50s, early 70s, some of you already know what I'm talking about, but for those who don't, rest in peace, Malcolm and Martin.
It's your girl Diva Ebony B. We back up in this thing. Happy Sweeties Day. That was Jay Really Realis with Good Man. Make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And make sure you get the amp from TuneIn Radio. Download TuneIn Radio on your phone and search Diva Spot Radio. Again, that's Diva Spot Radio. You can take me on the go with you. Go to your Google Playbook and download TuneIn Radio and search Diva Spot Radio. Jay Really Realis, what's going on, baby? Hot song.
Nothing much. Oh, I appreciate it. You already know, Daddy First, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely dealing with the youngsters, trying to enjoy this lovely evening and breeze. I did want to mention real quick for those who are interested in a little bit more extensive information on what Diva was speaking on earlier as far as Christianity, African faith system, African spirituality, and just anything of that nature. If you really want to inquire, I encourage people to not try to be so much on a religious search, more or less a historic search. You know, just study the actual facts in the history. Don't try and waste too much time trying to figure out, you know, a lot of people get bent up in religion as far as, okay, hold on. One of my kids just hit the floor. So I got to definitely answer that. And give me a second.
Yeah, handle that. Yeah, but I like what you said, J. Real to Realist, about
you know, don't get so caught up in religion, because religion controls people. And, you know, and I believe that religion separates people. I'm more of a spiritual person. And there was a question raised to me one time, and we were having conversations, or should we say sessions. We was having a session like, you know, well, why did, you know, the African people just was so submissive and let them just capture them and take them like that? Don't think for one minute that our ancestors didn't fight back. It's a lot of them shits that didn't make it back to America. So, you know, it's what they gonna teach you on the surface. You shouldn't just take something on the surface, but a lot of them ships never made it. Those slave ships didn't make it back to America. They were overturned by Africans. And a lot of time we were spiritual people. We're not violent people, you know, to contrary what you see right now in America. You know, we were spiritual people. We didn't really have need for violence. You know, we stuck together. We prayed together. We worshiped together. We really respected, and we, a lot of us still do to this day, respect the natural state of Earth, the natural being. It wasn't a fight, and that's one thing that I'm coming to check myself on as a black woman, you know, because I find myself sometimes debating a lot, and I'm like, really, there's no need for me to debate. Why do I want to debate and argue everything? I don't have to.
The cradle of civilization lies in your womb. That's a different book entirely, but I'm sorry about that. I just want, like I said, just want to interject. There's a lot of information out there of, you know, Dr. Valentine, Booker T. Coleman, Dr. Clark, Van Sutter, Ivan Van Sutter's work, Dr. Frances Cress Welsing's and her ISIS papers. These are all, especially if you really want to, because we got to remember all of these things run in line. We got to remember, okay, we're on one search, and that's for the truth mm-hmm. of the way that we are and who we were and why. And we have a lot of questions within self, and there's been a lot of people within our history that has not wanted us to find the answer out about ourselves. So we have different questions about economics. We have different questions about mental status. So we have different questions about trade, and we have different questions about agriculture, and all these things tie into African faith and spiritual system that not only the darker skinned people of Kemet or Kush or Ethiopia and Egypt practice, but was practiced worldwide. I'm talking about the whole planet practiced this system, and there was no word in that language at that time for jail. There was no word at that time in that language for prostitute or anything of that nature. It was unnecessary to use a lot of these things. But when you go back into the history, and that's why I say not so much to you'll find out about the religion that you choose to practice as you go further into history, and you start to thank you, baby. I appreciate it. Okay. As you start to go into your historical search on facts, you're going to find out certain things, because you're going to meet points. And don't never let anybody tell you, this is the last thing I wanted to say, don't let anybody ever tell you that you can't make logic and or science and your religion make sense. As long as there's a historic base and a factual base that represents, you can always trace it back through its lineage, and you can always find a substance that is real scientifically, spiritually, religiously. It's not about what you are. People will say, J. Real, what are you? You a Christian? Yeah. You a Buddhist? Yeah. You practice Islam? Yeah. You read the Kabbalah? Yeah. I do all of that. I get everything. I draw a source from the planet and from all people, from all religions. That's my personal preference. And we have to understand that if it's something in it that's going to allow you to get up every day and move forward and be in progression and take care of your kids and whatever it's, if it's going to make you get up and be a better person, then I say go with it. I don't care what it's called. But we have to understand what we're running around talking about. When we say we're Christians, when we say we practice Islam, we have to know about Bilal. We have to know about the Council of Nicaea and Constantine. We have to know about oppression of the Roman Empire upon Christianity that has these words written the way we read them and have us thinking we must know that before we can push any type of religion realistically. So I always promote researching your history on anything that you say you believe in, anything that you're giving your praises up to and you're giving your blessings to, and especially any place you're going and you're putting your money into, you need to know what it is full circle, because the darker side is real too. And you never know what you're letting in when you're practicing certain faith systems. So that's very important to remember also.
Thank you for that, Jay Roder Willis. I definitely appreciate you dropping those jewels. And you're right, it's very important for you to research it. You don't have to be constricted to, you know,
one. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spirituality is something that it has no limitations. So, you know, I'm glad that you dropped them jewels and say, you know, study them all so you can have overstanding, not understanding. And, you know, me and J-Real the Realist, we use this word. Overstanding is when you have unlimited information. Overstanding is when you have limited information. So you want to overstand things rather than understand things, and it will definitely help you and further you in life and further you, you know, in your knowledge. Knowledge is so important, and take the time out to eat that good food. And not only, you know, make sure it's the right food that you're putting into yourself, because like you said, you know, it's a lot of stuff out there that can turn you against your own self. There's a lot
of nowadays, you got to make sure it's food that you're eating.
Yeah.
You know, you got to make sure it's actual food. So getting back to health is a good thing. You got to something on your window or whatever, grow a potato, start to grow your own, start to teach your children how to cultivate the land, teach them how to get out there and plant a seed, you know, and it's going to be worthwhile in a minute, the way things are looking, you know. So definitely get into your agriculture, get into your high sciences, your astronomies and your math, that's where your mathematics lie. All these things are part of a system that we live by, especially as African descendants of African people and people of color in general. These are all important things that we need to share and embrace for the furtherment of not just our race and the betterment of our children, but for the furtherment of the earth, the planet, the stars, the galaxy. All of these things are procreated upon us, and it's our job to take care of them. We need to start taking it serious. You know, turn off the TV and get interactive with real life. You know,
and we are getting active
doing that.
And we are getting active with real life, you know, and shout out to everybody that took the next step, you know, to move forward. And before we get out of here, we got about 5 minutes left. I wanted to J-Real Realist, I got people that's trying to get at you too, so I'm happy you put your information out there in a minute. But I wanted to it's tax season. And a lot of us, you about to be hood rich in a minute, as they would say. But I want you to think smart this year. And creditors are calling you out of the wazoo. Of course they are. But here's something that Diva want to drop a nice little jewel on you. While your creditors is calling to collect that money, you can say, look, I want to pay this bill off ASAP, but I want to know, is it, can me and the creditor, can we work out a deal? Because they're here to negotiate with you. They're here to get some type of money out of you. So they'll reduce that bill. Say, can you offer a discount where of 40 to 50%, you know, and if we can reduce this debt by 40%, 50%, boom, I'll pay it right now. Guess what? They're going to take that money. So why these creditors are calling you about that iPhone or that you had and you had to cancel it, and now they charging you a disco fee and it's messing up your credit. You had to divorce your phone or that internet bill that you had or that cable bill that you had, and these creditors is calling for their money. Say, look, yes, I do want to take care of this bill, but is there any type of can the bill be reduced so I can pay it in full today?
And make sure you're ready, too. Don't just start saying that you're going to pay it. And for today, you ain't got the money to pay it. Say, look, I want to get this off. And then after if they going to go and say, well, let me check with my supervisor. All right, go check with your supervisor. And they're going to come back and say yay or nay. And if they say yay, say, okay, I want to be able to pay this, and I need to be able to get a reconciled letter, or is there any way that you can submit me out a letter that I took care of this so it can be reported to the credit bureau that I took care of this? So I want to drop that jewel on y'all. A lot of people didn't know they can negotiate with their creditors. You can. They need some money. They willing to take anything. If they'll put you on a payment plan, what makes you think they ain't going to discount it for you so you can pay it off in full?
I was going to make.
Yeah. So make sure you do that and check that out. I want you to be able to keep some of your return in your pocket where you ain't got to be paying off these $500 bills, $600 bills, $1,000 bills. You can get that reduced by 50%. Trust me, Diva, no. I just did it the day before yesterday. The bill was what? I think it was $492. I asked for a 40% discount. I asked for a 50% discount, and they was able to offer me 40. So all I had to do was pay $295, and it's done. And I made sure I got the name of the person I was talking to, the name of the company, if they have an operator ID number, so I can make sure that I'm paying my money to the right person. Yep, I just wanted to drop that on y'all. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Frontline Fridays. If you are archiving the show right now, make sure you follow the show and leave a comment at the bottom. Give your feedback. Give some shout-outs. J. Rilla Rillas, I want you to take us up out of this thing. Let them know how they can contact you and how they can contact you, follow you, Facebook you, and check out your projects that you got going on right now.
Definitely. Hotel Queen. Everything is... Under J Real the Realist, that's J-R-E-A-L, space D-A, Realist, R-E-A-L-E-S-T. And you can add that, Google that, hashtag that, whatnot, and what have you. And anybody, like I said, looking for any extensive information on that history I was speaking about earlier, get at me on that. And you know me, Diva, I got piles of information over here, you know, ready for that. So we definitely
go in on that.
Yeah, so get at me. Make sure you guys go download that royalty featuring Chase Aaron. It's at about 10,000 downloads right now.
Nice.
We're just trying to get it out there, trying to push that. And you'll know it because Imhotep is on the cover. So definitely get at me. Frontline Fridays, you already know.